number two, Ian here with us. And Mark, you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. And by the way, it is the Thanksgiving week editions of the show here. We will be live every day this week. So Thanksgiving Eve, Thanksgiving Day, Friday after, and the following Saturday, we're going to be live. So tune in every single night for fresh Free Talk Live content. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Bill in Virginia. Now, Bill, you work in a police supply shop, and you're going to have to pretty much recap your story here at this point. You got into a conversation with one of your customers, who I presume was some sort of a law enforcement official or the officer.
No, I think he was like, you know, military or security or something like that. He was a sales rep who wanted to carry his gun with him and not freak out his customers.
I see. And you were talking about concealed weapons and how they're talking about maybe a reciprocal permit nationwide to where
right.
if you get a permit in one state, then all of the other states have to accept that permit. And I know
that'd
that
be nice.
I don't think that's going to happen because states like New York don't want to see, you know, they don't want that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right. So
it would completely undermine their authority.
Exactly. And so that kind of spun off into I guess, more conversation. Can you, I guess, give us the rest of the story?
Right, so there was this other guy shopping around, and, you know, he sort of jumped into the conversation saying that, you know, it would be a bad idea to get rid of the concealed carry in favor of just exercising our right to, you know, carry weapons with us, because in this way, you know, there's some regulation to the process. And, you know, I didn't really know what he meant, so I kind of asked him, and he mm-hmm. said, well, you know, this keeps felons from carrying guns. Of course, it doesn't, but...
Right. It keeps,
you know,
only felons.
I looked at him.
It keeps
said,
only felons that want to not break the law from carrying
right,
guns.
Yeah, and there are a lot of those.
Right. Well, I'm sure there's
but
lots
I looked
of
at the
them.
Guy and I said, you know, that's all well and good, and that, you know, kind of garbage probably flew really well back when felonies were only like rape, robbery, and murder. But the problem is, in today's day and age, where the government pretty much controls everything, if I cross this invisible line that separates Virginia from Maryland, I am instantly a felon for, you know, carrying a concealed handgun, you know, with all of this hollow point ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what am I really doing wrong? Who am I committing a crime against because I went 5 feet over this invisible line where 5 feet in the other direction I was completely legal?
What did he have to say to that?
Well, you know, he said that, you know, I need to respect the state's laws. And I just looked him in the face and said, no, I don't. And then he looks at me and he goes, well, I'm a trooper. And I said, well, sorry about that. You know,
this is one of those guys that, you know, it's the law is the most important thing. It doesn't matter if it's a good law or
right
a bad
or wrong.
Law.
Right or wrong is not the question. Right.
He'd have thrown the Jews in the oven if he was told to.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's like, I'm a trooper. I'm like, so? And I am not going to stand here and listen to you desecrate the laws of a state. And I'm
so
like,
get
you're
lost.
An idiot. You're not even talking about the laws of our state. You're a Virginia state trooper, and you're talking about not respecting Maryland state law? You're a moron.
These people worship. They worship the law.
Oh, they do. I mean, just using the word desecrate meant that he is, you know, part of the church of the state. He is a true believer.
Yep.
And I got this guy so pissed that he just left. He stormed off.
I don't know if your boss is going to care for that, but I'm proud of you.
Whatever. You know, what they don't know won't hurt them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of got me hot, and, you know, I was kind of trying to calm down after that. But, you know, what really made the day worthwhile was this guy called earlier on in the day and showed up because he wanted to pick up this little leather thing with a little clear window for his concealed carry permit.
Okay.
So, you know, I grabbed this thing and, you know, showed him how it worked, and... you know, he was there with his girlfriend, and they were like, oh, we're going up to New Hampshire. You know, do you know any of the gun laws in New Hampshire? And I was like, well, you asked the right guy. And so, you know, after a little bit of, you know, discussion, I was like, oh, what are you guys going up for? Do you know anything about the Free State Project? And they, like, both perked up immediately and said, no, what's that?
Hmm.
And so, you know, obviously I had to explain to them what was going on, and I keep a bunch of, you know, Free State flyers, you know, there in the store to hand out
Great.
To people. And they seemed really excited. They were, you know, really happy to, you know, find out that, you know, such a program existed and, you know, that there were more people who
Neat.
Were, you know, really excited about protecting our rights and working for that kind of thing. And so I think, you know, when they get back, they're probably going to be coming back to the store, talking more about it, and I'll get them plugged in.
Super. That's so awesome. What a great story.
Yeah,
and
you never know where you're going to meet these people, and so just try and make every effort just to kind of, like, slip in. Hey, do you know about the Free State Project?
Yeah, and good move having the brochures right there, Bill. I mean, that was a great move.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. You've got to have something to shove in their hand so that they can't just forget about it.
Right.
You know, even if you just scribble it down on a piece of paper or something like that. Every little bit helps.
Bill, you had said previously that you had some other better reason why felons should in fact be able to carry weapons.
Yes.
What was the other reason?
Well, the reason is because in today's day and age, all of these stupid little things are considered felonies. If I drive across a state line, I'm instantly considered a felon, even though I'm not doing anything different than I do every single day here in Virginia.
Right. So they,
what crime am I committing? What heinous act against an individual am I doing that constitutes a felony?
None. And nothing. And that's why the trooper couldn't answer you, because you're not offending anybody. You're just offending the state, you know, this
yes.
entity that doesn't even really exist except in the minds of its followers.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of people who really think that, you know, the state needs to be in control of everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cops need to have all this power. You know, I don't need to carry a handgun. And I just look at them and say, what are the cops actually doing except what I'm going to be doing myself by proxy?
Well, the cops don't even do anything. They wait until the action's over.
If I get robbed or something, you know, the cops will probably show up if there's any way that I can alert them and
yeah.
they can get there in time.
Well, they'll show
they
up
really
when they're ready.
When they get there, they're
right.
going to pull out a gun and threaten the guy.
Yeah, right.
Why
well, except the problem.
Well, now
the problem though is, while that may be what they'll do, they don't know who they're threatening and who they aren't. Like if they roll up on a scene and there's two people with guns out, then the cops pull their guns on anybody who's there. It's actually more efficacious, more effective for you to actually handle the situation on your own, because you're there. You know who the robber is. You know who the aggressor is. They don't. They're just arriving on a scene with a bare minimum of information. That's how people get hurt and the wrong people get shot.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The very expectation that they should be able to solve that problem is silly.
Yeah.
And they also
they have
know.
They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea how to respond. They
right.
don't know who's the good guy, who's the bad guy.
And if
they
screw up.
Shoot.
Well, and if they screw up, then they don't get punished. So, I mean, it's.
Oh, they never do, yeah.
Right. If they roll up on a scene.
An individual carries far more responsibility carrying a concealed weapon on their person than does a cop.
Absolutely.
Because you and I both know that they are never going to get prosecuted for anything that they do in the course of duty.
And that must translate into their behavior as well. They must know on some subconscious level that they don't have to be as careful as they might normally have to be should they be out of uniform or not a cop. And that must translate into a more slipshod behavior on their part. And that's not good
for
anybody.
These guys are crazy. You know, I mean, you should see some of the SWAT guys who come into the store. They're nuts.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I mean, they are just gung-ho to just, you know, grab all this equipment and kick in doors and point guns at people
mm-hmm.
and throw people behind bars. And
but
they don't
really
care why.
They're right.
They're just there to play the game.
Right. That's absolutely it. And I've
yep.
met plenty of them. And
so
it doesn't matter. They're not thinking about what am I doing, what's right or what's wrong. They have the force of law behind them, so they're right.
They can do anything.
Yeah, they're cloaked in righteousness.
And they're also adrenaline junkies. They also love the rush.
Yeah, they get pumped.
Sure, I can't blame them for that, and I'm sure that would, you know, that there would
I
be
blame them for that. It's wrong. I mean, what they're doing to people is wrong. They're hurting people's lives.
I'm talking about being an adrenaline junkie.
I see.
Other ways to get your thrills.
Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, as
sure,
always.
Thanks,
yeah, let us know what happens with those new prospects for the Free State Project.
Definitely will.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free Packet 8 number. Also, update here. This is like the night of updates. I got all kinds of updates tonight. People have been asking what happened on November 14th in Washington, D.C., when 100 people were expected to converge in D.C. in V for Vendetta full costume. And essentially go around expecting some government bureaucrat to appear and speak to them to answer their petition for redress of grievances. Well, finally, the story has come out over the weekend. We're going to share it with you coming up. It was pretty successful, apparently.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
We'll get you the details coming up. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. If you make them, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 20th, 2006. Gold opened at $623.60, and 1 ounce coins can be purchased for $643.62 and $324.66 for half ounce coins. That's $343.62 and $324.66. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, the archives included. You know, those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website, and you're paying $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give them away right there, front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Not only do we give away archives, but we give away an entire year worth of Free Talk Live. It's right there, front page, freetalklive.com. Enjoy it for free. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. A three-day event starting on February 23rd. Early bird discount ends on Thanksgiving. That's mere days away here.
Yeah, it's really going to happen now.
So get registered now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get more information. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. There's a buzz about this thing. Because I was calling some Free State Project members last night. People have heard about it. They're interested in coming up to attend. In fact, Gardner Goldsmith and I were having a little chat. He does a radio show up here, appears from time to time on our show. And he came out to do a syndicated show this weekend. He was filling in for another syndicated host from our studio, which was cool. And he and I were talking about how this, you know, this is going to be something else. I mean, John Stossel, that's a huge name. And plus, you've got some other luminaries like Michael Badnarik and others coming out there. And there's going to be it's going to be convention style in that there's going to be breakout sessions. So, you know, if you don't want to go to one session, there's going to be two concurrent sessions happening at the same time. Something is going to interest you that they're talking about at this event. And I'm looking forward to being there.
So, I'm interested already.
There you go. FreeStateProject.org for more information. Now then, Washington, D.C. Last week, we reported that there was expected to be a protest of a bunch of V's, as in the character V for Vendetta, appearing in downtown Washington, D.C. for the purposes of petitioning for redress of grievances. Now, what they've done and what they've been doing, this is an organization called We the People, their website, givemeliberty.org. They, on November 6th, sent one guy in V costume to various different locations, including the White House, Treasury Building, Department of Justice, and the Capitol, to deliver a letter and petitions for redress. Now, what they're doing is they're asking for a response. Now, imagine this, Mark. Can you believe this? The arrogance of these people. Who do they think they are coming to Washington, D.C., asking bureaucrats to respond to simple questions?
Well, it's not even bureaucrats. These are elected officials.
That's
the
true.
People that we put them in office.
Some are, some aren't. Treasury Building, not so elected, but yes.
Right, absolutely.
They delivered these petitions to elected officials, bureaucrats, a variety of people, as they've done in the past. They did it in the past, except they did it, I guess, showing their faces. Now they're doing it anonymously behind the mask, behind the V for Vendetta mask. And so they sent this guy down there. He went from place to place and delivered the petition, which is a series of questions about a variety of issues. This is not just a one-trick pony. They're asking questions about the war in Iraq. They're asking questions about taxes. And there was a couple other issues in there as well. I think eminent domain is another one. And very simple questions. They've never gotten an answer in the past. This has been going on for years now. And so this is just the latest step in what is a fairly large movement of people who basically told the government, look, you don't answer us, and we're not going to pay you taxes.
Right.
Like, if you want our taxes, give us some answers. Doesn't seem unreasonable.
It doesn't seem unreasonable to me. I mean, these are some relatively easy questions. Where are the laws that require us to pay taxes?
Yeah.
You know, things like that. I mean, it's easy stuff, and they just don't want to answer they don't have to.
So the idea from last week was they had the one guy go and deliver the petitions, and then they told each bureaucracy that, okay, you've got until November 14th when we're going to await your response. And sure enough, true to his word, nearly 100 men and women in V masks and clothing could be seen walking along different streets in downtown D.C., all heading to Lafayette Park across from the White House. By high noon, the V's were facing the White House in formation. Some were holding a 40-foot by 25-foot banner that read, Dear Government, no answers, no taxes. Four were holding smaller signs that read, Obey the Constitution, the right to petition. They waited about an hour for a representative of President Bush to approach them with some response to the petitions. As has been his wont, the president did not respond. However, photographers, reporters, and tourists responded well to the rich imagery provided by the demonstration. The appearance of dozens of V's delivering such a message was attention-getting, to say the least. There was a sidewalk press conference with one V who had a red rose protruding from his hatband. No tourist with a camera could resist stopping to photograph the scene, whether he or she was alone or part of the very large group of high school students that was on its way to tour the White House. So I think that this particular event was much better as far as getting coverage for these people than their original event was a few years ago when they did something similar. They all gathered at the National Mall to await a response after they again had petitioned these various bureaucracies. And, of course, nobody came to respond. But they didn't have masks on.
Right. There was, you know, it was just some people out there, and who knows what they want. They're probably noisy and stuff. Let's not go over there.
Right. So why are we going to listen to those people? Let's listen to the guy with the mask on. People were actually paying attention to the costumed folks. Anyway, the bees on the outside edges of the formation distributed hundreds of We the People Foundation brochures to anybody requesting one. Apparently the supply was nearly depleted by the time the formation moved on to the next location. After the silent vigil in front of the White House, the bees broke ranks and reformed with banner and signs a few hundred feet down at Pennsylvania Avenue, directly facing the main Treasury building, where they waited a half an hour for a representative of Treasury Secretary Paulson to respond to the petitions for redress, especially the petition regarding the privately owned Federal Reserve System and the violations of the money clauses of the Constitution. As has been its custom, the Treasury did not respond.
Why would they do that? They control all the money. They're not going to answer our questions.
Well, right. Maybe their answers will be used against them. Maybe they're concerned with that. The number of photographers and reporters declined at this point, but the interest among the picture-taking tourists did not. The V's then marched down 15th Street and Constitution Avenue to the Department of Justice, where they waited for a half an hour.
I bet that was amazing, seeing the dozens of people dressed up as V walking down,
pretty cool
road there in Washington, D.C.
You know, the police were probably a little more than curious about it. With the banner and signs for the Attorney General to respond for the petitions of redress. Again, waiting in front of the Department of Justice. As has been its tradition, the Department of Justice did not respond. Interestingly, one professional photographer for the Foreign Press Photo Service took dozens of carefully crafted pictures while the bees were waiting outside of the DOJ building. They then marched to the reflecting pool and faced the Capitol as they waited for representatives of the House Speaker and Senate Majority Leader to respond to the petitions for redress. Guess what happened, Mark?
Nobody came out.
No, nobody came out. Nobody wanted to answer these petitions for redress.
Well, it's not the fact that they're not coming out isn't a loss or a success. It would just be amazing if they came out.
Yes.
Because the fact is, there's no expectation that these bureaucrats will come out. The whole point of the demonstration is to show the absolute hubris that our government has.
The lack of response.
That they think that it's simply... In their mind, they wouldn't even imagine serving the people the people of America.
They believe that they own the people. The government believes that they are in control. And you know what? To a large extent, they are
right.
in control.
They're proving that it's true.
Exactly right. But unfortunately, I think they're going to have a surprise in store for them.
Well,
because
it's not even though it seems to be true on the surface, or if you look at things now, the fact is, those few people that run the government can't control all the people
in
America.
No, they can't. They only are in control because we continue to consent to their control.
Right.
And there's another step in this process, this V for Vendetta protest. It's going to involve 1,000 costumed bees. We'll tell you about that coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at Bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free, so enjoy them, including the updates. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. And I think I mentioned I sent out an update recently in regards to the Free Talk Live auction, which is going on as we speak. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com if you're interested in, say, buying the second banner on our website for an entire month, because that's what we're auctioning. And the idea is simple. I don't know what these banners are worth. So I'm putting it up to the market. Let the market decide what a month-long advertising banner on freetalklive.com is worth. You'll get the entire site, pretty much, at least the main site. You'll be on every single page virtually for an entire month for, I don't know, last time I looked it was at 99 cents. I think it's gone up a little bit since then.
$31.03
with probably a few days remaining. So head over there, learn about the auction, place your bid, auction.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if you want to promote a band, a product, a service, or an organization. Pretty much anything goes. Auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking about the V for Vendetta protest that went on in Washington, D.C. last week. A lot of people were wondering what happened. There was silence for a little while, and then the story hit over the weekend. Apparently it was fairly successful. Less than 100, not sure exactly how many people, but enough for them to say less than 100, but yet dozens, and certainly enough to fill out a fairly large picture that just to fill a full frame of just a bunch of people in V for Vendetta masks and costumes. And their purpose was to converge on Washington, D.C. and await a response from Congress, the Department of Justice, the Treasury, and the President in regards to a petition for redress of grievances that they had sent. They had delivered these petitions, and they had told them, we are going to wait for your response on this particular date, November 14th, at these locations, at these times. Nobody came to respond. Nobody came to answer just a few simple questions about taxes and the war in Iraq and the Federal Reserve System. The government is not interested in answering your questions. They don't care that you have questions about their governance. They are going to ignore you, and that's why
the government, they get to govern you.
That's why this group has gone to court, the We the People organization, their website, givemeliberty.org. That's why they've gone to court and filed a lawsuit, and it may go to the Supreme Court. I think it's at federal court level at this point, where essentially the lawsuit is going to ask the courts to determine for the very first time ever what the particular clause in Amendment 1 means that has never been decided on.
Right, the right of people to redress grievances.
To petition the government for redress of grievances.
Yeah, what's it mean?
We don't know yet, apparently. We think I think anybody reasonable that reads that would say, oh, that means that you can ask the government to address your grievances. But apparently the government says, no such thing.
they say nothing.
Right.
They ignore you when you have your grievances.
Or they say, you're frivolous. Get out of here. So here's the continuance of the story. It's too soon to know the full extent, this is from GiveMeLiberty.org, of the public's information and awareness about the D.C. event. They mentioned a few, exposures they got. There was a Brazil newspaper that covered the event. They received an email from the director of the movie, V for Vendetta. He was made aware of our events and said he wanted to send a few words of encouragement and was happy that V had made it into the popular vernacular. He closed with the words, fight the power. An article will appear in Monday's issue of Tax Notes, which is America's leading tax news and research magazine. And we received word from a man who stated that while he was passing through an airport on Tuesday, he saw television images of CNN of the V's across from the White House. So at this point, they're actually looking for anybody that might have seen any coverage of this to get in contact with them, because they aren't aware of where the coverage appeared, if it did. Now, plans are underway for the Give Me Liberty 2007 conference. They're saying most likely it will take place in Washington, D.C. on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's one of those days, we hope to assemble 1,000 V demonstrators on the street in support of our right to petition the government for redress of constitutional torts, including our right to response and our right to enforcement if government does not respond to our proper constitutionally based petitions for redress. And this is an interesting spin, and it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of this. But they say, we hope to convince those who are responsible for making the movie V for Vendetta to help us obtain, hopefully by donation, the 1,000 costumes needed for this next event. Now, I find that a very interesting approach to this, because one of the things that's going to limit the amount of people who are going to turn up is budget. It does cost money to get a plane ticket to Washington, D.C. and a hotel room and all of that to show up at this event, let alone spend an extra $175 on the V costume.
Right.
So, interesting.
But you get to keep that.
You do. Well, yeah, you would. Interesting approach in that asking the V producers to get behind this. It's going to be iffy because, you know, the V producers may or may not agree with what this particular protest is all about, but it's also going to be free publicity for that particular movie, you know, a good year after it was actually released. So, I don't know.
Has it been a year?
It was released in March.
Yeah, well,
the conference isn't going to happen until early next year.
Yeah.
So, we're going to keep you informed as to the status of this this case. I think it's very interesting, and I hope that they can get, you know, close to 1,000 people involved here. And I still don't expect anybody to come out and talk to them.
Well, they got close to 100. I don't see why they, they couldn't get close to 1,000.
I think it's a good move, also having that conference, so to give people an extra reason to come instead of to just attend, you know, the protest.
Right.
Give them an extra reason to show up there. So we'll keep you informed on that. 800-259-9231. Pretty exciting. I think it's great. It's great imagery. That's what people respond
to.
Well,
it certainly worked. I mean, people were taking pictures. Reporters came. I mean, you know, that's a big deal.
Right. And that's what people key in on. They key in on things that get their attention. And people masked in Washington, D.C. as V for Vendetta, it's a great idea. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. All right. To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Liam in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the amplifier line. What's on your mind?
Not too much. Actually, I was going to call about something else, but I want to talk about this V thing now.
Sure.
Pretty cool. I, when I first heard about it, I thought it was probably one of the coolest things I'd heard, you know, anybody doing in a while. But the only thing that I thought is, I thought that they should have just got, like, more like 1,000 people the first time around. Because I think, I mean, I was surprised that it got on CNN and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe if they had, you know, more people, like, to where they filled, like, a city street, kind of like the way it did in the movie, that it would have been way more effective.
I see what you're saying, Liam. I see what you're saying, but I think that they're doing it the right way. Because the way they did it, it shows a proof of concept. Because if you just say, okay, 1,000 people show up in Washington, D.C. and bring a bunch of V costumes, you're going to, I mean, I don't think they would have made it happen. But if you can show that, yes, we did almost get 100 people in order to show up for this.
And they got on CNN.
Right.
So therefore, getting on CNN twice is better than getting on once.
So then they basically, they're just going to step it up, you know, to the next level, basically. And I think they're approaching it in the right way. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any other thoughts?
Yeah, one other thing. I just kind of wanted to talk for a minute about the Free State Project.
Sure.
And how awesome I think it's going to be once everybody actually gets there, you know, to New Hampshire. Because I've been thinking about this for a long time, and for the first time ever in my life, once I get there, I will be able to do something I've never been able to do before.
What's
that? And that is tell the government no. We will all be able to say no to the government. If we don't like something they're doing, you know, like the federal government, we can pass a law, and enough people will actually be behind it to where we can say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let, you know, your drug subs come in here and break into people's houses, and we're not going to let the tax people come in and steal people's property and stuff.
That's true.
And that's just amazing.
It's a great concept, and it is working. I got to tell you, I mean, every time I hear about somebody coming up here, it's exciting. I mean, when two new people move up into the area, I mean, that's a big deal. It's really exciting because it's two more people coming up to back up those of us who are already here. And you know that when you do say no to the government, there are people in close vicinity, close proximity to you, that are going to back you up, that are going to come to your trial, or they're going to, you know, hand out flyers, they're going to protest. And it's just, it's going to be incredible, and I agree with you, Liam. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line. You can take control of the airwaves. Another update on the way. Again, I told you, night of the updates. This one about the Military Commissions Act. As it turns out, maybe it's not even legally law. We'll look into it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit.
Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show. 800-259-9231. The Packaday toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're free. So we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, bowling shirts, and a variety of hats, by the way. Classic archives on DVD collector sets all there. Store.freetalklive.com. And for everything else you need to buy in life, head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Because when you shop at Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of whatever you buy. I heard that one of our listeners bought something like $1,200 in products at amazon.freetalklive.com the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tremendous. That's awesome. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so shop online, have it delivered to your door. There's 35 categories of products, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. So then, we're talking about just sort of doing updates here tonight. There's a variety of stories where there's new information coming out. For instance, the Military Commissions Act. We talked about this in depth as it was signed by, or I guess it was passed by the House and Senate, and then it sat and it waited for a while before the president actually finally got around to signing it into law. But did he? Now, just to recap, the Military Commissions Act is essentially the piece of legislation that legalizes all of the illegal things that the federal government has been engaged in the past 5 years or so.
Right. You know, basically, the president gets to define what torture is.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to say, well, is sticking little sharp bamboo shoots underneath people's fingernails torture? Or is it just
maybe
an investigative technique?
Well, not only does he get to define those things, but he also gets to keep them secret as well.
Yes.
So he gets to define them and tell nobody what he's defined them as.
And he doesn't have to reveal it to anyone. Also, they can classify in, he can classify in his little panel. Mm-hmm. He delegates a panel,
right,
on which he could be a part or not, I guess.
Sure.
And his little panel decides whether or not you're an enemy combatant.
That's right.
And they can designate anybody they want as an enemy combatant.
Pretty much. The definition of enemy combatant is very, very vague and mm-hmm. very broad.
Now, as so far, they haven't been doing that with too many Americans. But then again, how do we know? Because they get to have secret trials
That's
for these
right.
people.
You get plucked off the street, thrown into a military brig. Nobody knows you're there. You get a secret military tribunal trial where you're not even allowed to show up. You may not even be allowed in the courtroom, let alone talk to your military-approved lawyer. It's not going to be a public trial. You're not going to know about it. Heck, the person who's being tried may not even know when the trial is taking place. So all of these things have been legitimized. They have been legalized by the Military Commissions Act. In fact, in retrospect as well, they've also said, oh yeah, and all the bad things that everybody's done, the CIA, secret prisons and all of that, that's legal now too. Nobody can be prosecuted.
Right.
Right.
They just covered all their tracks and everything that they could have gotten in trouble for, all the illegal crap they did in the past, and made it all legal. Made it all legal now.
Now, the Free Market News Network has an interesting, I guess, revelation about all of this. From FMNN.com, the Military Commissions Act might not be law after all. According to an analysis of the U.S. Constitution, President Bush may have run afoul of a technicality in that document by failing to sign the H.R. 6166 legislation within the required time period after its passage by Congress.
Really? What kind of time period was on it?
Michael Rivero at What Really Happened cites a controversial discussion from an internet radio show, which has reportedly sent constitutional scholars scurrying to their study desks to sort out the details of the bill, which seemingly allows indefinite detention of unlawful enemy combatants, so-called. Rivero notes, in summarizing the story, quote, under the Constitution, the president must sign a bill within 10 days of passage by Congress. And remember, we were talking about how long it had been.
Right. You would think that he would have just been all over the place to sign this. He wanted it.
Right. It took 2, maybe 3 weeks for him to finally get around to signing this. Well, if he fails to sign this bill within that 10-day window while Congress is in session, the bill automatically becomes law. But if Congress is in recess, as they were at the time, as I understand it, the bill is automatically vetoed.
That's called a pocket veto.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the terminology for that.
Well, Bush took longer than 10 days to sign the Military Commission Act.
So he accidentally pocket vetoed the Military Commission Act.
Was it accidental? You got to wonder about
that. Well, why would he? Why wouldn't he?
Well, maybe because he knows it's unconstitutional. And he wants people. We've had people get on the air here, Mark, over the past few years and make claims about how, well, you know, there's certain laws that the 16th Amendment wasn't properly ratified,
right,
yet it's in there. And there's people that have done all kinds of research on these things. And there have been examples of, you know, the government sort of not doing things the way they're supposed to, but yet everybody just sort of accepting it as though that they did.
Sure. There's certainly example, people making claims like that.
Right.
In this sounds like one of those instances.
Right. So maybe it was an accident, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe
but
he just wants everybody to believe that, they have these new powers.
What difference would it make, though? Because
it doesn't make a difference.
No, there's no difference one way or the other. They're going to act as though it's true. And if it were true, somebody would take it to, I guess they can't take it to court and fight it because they're not allowed to be in court. But let's say that they did manage to take it to court and fight it one way or another. Then if they won and it wasn't law, then what difference would it make if they won and it was law? I mean, it's not like the president has anything to lose by doing it. I think this is a mistake.
You think it was a mistake?
I can't see how it wouldn't be a mistake because nobody gets hurt if it somehow is unconstitutional. Big deal.
Well, exactly.
Are they going to take the members of Congress, all that voted for it, even though it's unconstitutional, you voted for this law, lop off one of your fingers?
Yeah.
You're bad politicians. We're going to cut off a finger. No, they're not going to do that. They can care less.
Well, I agree with you.
Oh, the American people, Arabian guys have been in prison for 3 or 4 years while this thing came to court.
I guess one of the reasons I'm bringing it up is to point out how if this is true, and I believe it is, this whole pocket veto thing, if this is true, it points out that the Constitution's not in effect. Because if you can go ahead and have a law passed, and everybody believes that the law's been passed, even though constitutionally it wasn't actually passed, constitutionally the Military Commissions Act is not law, but yet everybody's treating it as though it is, it's just one more arrow in the quiver of those people that make the argument that essentially says that the United States government, there are people that claim the U.S. government went insolvent decades ago,
right,
and now it's been replaced by this corporation in its place. And it sounds very paranoid on its front, but here's more evidence, I guess, quiver, if you will, more evidence that says that there is no Constitution in effect. It's clear the Constitution isn't in effect. These guys are really just doing what they want to do. And if you,
they're doing it under the guise of the Constitution being
effective. Sure they are. Of course they
are. They're saying the Constitution's in effect.
Right, and they swear to the Constitution when they take office.
Right.
But if the Constitution's not really in effect, and they swear to a document that's not really in effect, then what's it matter anyway? Besides, they know just as well as we do, Mark, that the Constitution's just a piece of paper. Just a piece of paper with words on it.
Right, so they're just going to do whatever they want until somebody stops them. And there is example after example after example of the government doing whatever the hell it wants to do until someone finally stops them, and then they usually get to do more than they were able to do before they started anyway.
That's right.
So the government constantly grows and pushes its boundaries and gets bigger, more oppressive, and costs lots and lots more money.
How could this be challenged? I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a legal scholar. How could this law, can anybody just go to court and say, I want to file a suit against the Military Commissions Act?
No, you can't, because you have to show damage or in some way that you've been harmed by the Military Commissions
Act
2006.
But as you were pointing out, the Military Commissions Act allows them to just pluck people off the streets without putting them into the system at all.
Right.
The whole
they're
thing
enemy
is
combatants, so therefore they can't use the court system to refute the fact that they've been labeled enemy combatants.
This is so mind-bending, isn't it, Mark? I mean, the Military Commissions Act on its face is an unconstitutional document that's an outrage against the freedoms that this country once had. And so maybe that's one of the reasons why it was not even passed in a constitutional manner. It's just more evidence that this country, the government that's in charge here, so-called, is not running under the rules of the Constitution.
No.
They're making it up as they go along at this point.
The rules of government that is the Constitution, the government is not following them, and they're not even close to following them as far as I'm concerned.
They're not even trying.
Some people could make arguments in certain arenas, but mostly no.
1-800-259-9231. Are we off? Are we missing something? I want to know, really, if we are. 800-259-9231 is the Packet A toll-free line, because it's just more evidence. And if the government's not operating under the Constitution, then you clearly don't have any obligation. I mean, the whole suggestion is, well, it's a social contract, and you've got an obligation to bow down to the government when they want you to do something. Well, no, there's no contract, and there never was. And it's clear that this organization of criminals, known as the United States federal government, is going to run roughshod over any rights that we have left. They don't care about your rights. All they care about is increasing their power and increasing their strength and increasing their tax base, of course. Are we wrong? 800-259-9231. Did we misanalyze this? Hour number 3 is on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327. Free.